You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Wednesday, hour one, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Say good morning to our radio and TV partners, Peacock, all 3 hours. That's our streaming service and also our radio affiliates around the country. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio lineup, number nearly 400 cities around America. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. The NFL will release its schedule tonight, although there are some networks that have already released the week one schedule. It's primetime TV viewing. The networks see the numbers. The country can't get enough football, and not exactly an action-packed event, but they're announcing something special. They decided that this is the time to do it tonight in primetime on the NFL Network and I believe ESPN. But now we're up to 17 games. So you can go team by team, primetime game. How will the league view the Green Bay Packers? Are they viewing the Packers as if Aaron Rodgers is going to be there? Do they assume that he will be their quarterback, or will it be Jordan Love or other? How about the Buccaneers, their season opener? It looks like it's the Cowboys in the season opener. A little drama there. Overseas games, the league is still intent on expanding aggressively. The pandemic has slowed that down in the short term. We'll see what their plan is for 2021. So even if nothing real is happening, once again, they found out a way to make football fans tune in. The entire week one NFL schedule announced by CBS, Fox, NBC, and ESPN. Cowboys, Buccaneers in the season opener. Bears, Rams, the first Sunday night game. Raven.
Really? And I'm a Bears fan.
Bears, Rams. Are they expecting Justin Fields to be the quarterback? I would have thought you would have had the Bears later in the season when we would probably see the rookie quarterback out of Ohio State. Yes, Paulie Esther.
I totally agree. I was really surprised. I thought you were kidding on that one. The Bears don't seem like a national draw, no offense, with Andy Dalton at the helm week one.
Bears, Rams, and then Ravens, Raiders. That's the Monday night game. September 9th will be that Sunday night game. And September 12th, Ravens, Raiders, September 13th, September 12th for the Bears, Rams. September 9th will be the Cowboys and the Buccaneers. I was curious about the Green Bay Packers, as I'm sure you were. And Packers at the Saints, that'll be a 4:25 start. I don't know who the quarterbacks in that game are going to be. But that is a prime time. Well, is this a Fox 425, McLovin?
Yeah, it sounds like the feature game.
Okay, so this is their game of the week, and
but wait, Broncos Giants is also at 425. Broncos, Aaron Rodgers,
hedging their bets. Yeah, that one way or another, Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing at 425 on that first Sunday of the NFL season. If there's an asterisk by that game, is there, or is that just they're separating the games and those are stars? Those aren't asterisk, because when I first saw it, it said Broncos and the Giants 425 Eastern asterisk, and I thought, oh, well, maybe that's if Aaron Rodgers is playing for the Broncos. And then I realized that every game there, that the full slate of Fox games has a star by it. Yes, Paul.
Are you guys weird like me where you'd rather watch Jordan Love play week one than Aaron Rodgers? Or you'd rather, like last year, I wanted to watch Joe Burrow play. This year, if Justin Fields is playing or Trevor Lawrence, I'm much more interested in rookie debuts than old guys who I've seen 100 times.
Jags will be at the Texans. Steelers at the Bills. Jets at the Panthers is spicy. You get Zach Wilson, and you get Sam Darnold. Revenge. Let's get that promo started. Sam Darnold gets revenge on his former Jets teammates. Cardinals at the Titans. Chargers at Washington. Browns at the Chiefs. That's nice. Dolphins, Patriots. That's CBS. The best game is... Well, the Cowboys-Bucks, let's take that out of the equation. That's a standalone game. The best game, week one, Vikings-Bengals, Niners-Lions, Eagles-Falcons, Seahawks-Colts is tasty. Then you have Broncos, Giants, Packers, Saints. The best game, week one, removing Cowboys, Buccaneers is Seton O'Connor?
Not even close. Packers at Saints.
Okay.
Jordan Love versus Aaron Rodgers. Traded to the Saints?
No, it'll never happen. No.
Sources are telling me that.
No.
Sources have told me that's a possibility.
A real possibility.
It's a real possibility he ends up there.
Yeah. If Aaron Rodgers is not playing for the Packers, he's not playing for an NFC team. Pretty much guarantee that. By the way, we haven't heard much about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, and I keep thinking that's a good thing if you're a Packers fan. Here is Brian Gutekunst. He's the Packer GM on Jordan Love.
Well, obviously, we think the world of Jordan and where he's going to go and develop. I think it's pretty early to kind of be able to tell you that, because obviously with no preseason game last year and then just the no spring. But we have a lot of confidence in his talents and his work ethic and where he's going to go. But it's a little early for that.
Yeah, I'd be curious, given a preseason, and see what when there's live bullets there, I want to see what Jordan Love is like, on an NFL football field. And he's probably a year away. Certainly feels like that. Now, you can ask players. Two former players talked about when they saw Mahomes when he first got there in Kansas City. The other one was there with Jimmy Garoppolo in New England. And both of those former players said you could tell right away that you had something. Now, Kansas City, probably you saw a little bit more than Garoppolo. But, former Patriots said, you could see that there was a presence about him. That when he came in, he wasn't afraid of the moment. And the same with Patrick Mahomes. I don't know about Jordan Love. The early returns were kind of benign. There was not much there to go on. But he wasn't even dressed. He was the third-string quarterback and probably will be the third-string quarterback no matter if Aaron Rodgers is there or somebody else comes in. Davante Adams has been making the rounds this week, the great Packer wide receiver. He was on Peter King's podcast, and he talked about in his gut if Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay.
Do you have a gut feeling whether he will be a Packer this year or not?
I don't, man. I'm just trying to be positive, just keep my mind on it. I don't even want to, bring anything else into this universe. I just want to think good thoughts and kind of downplay it in my head and just hope that, at some point just goes back to normal and we show up to camp and everybody's ready to rock.
Wait, how does Davante Adams not have a gut feeling? He may not have information. Maybe he's foreign to a gut feeling. That is, I have no idea, but in my gut, I feel like he's still going to be there. I think he whiffed on that. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, it's like he was so afraid to address it in any way, he can't even just say, I feel he'll be back, because he knows it'll be a storm. Why do the interview?
Yeah, I was surprised about that, because I would think you would have a gut feeling that he's going to be. Whether you believe it or not, right now, your gut feeling should be, I think Aaron's going to be back. That's what I'm hoping for. It almost sounded like Davante Adams just heard about the topic. Aaron Rodgers not happy, might be leaving? In your gut, do you think he's going to leave? Let me think about that for a moment. This program brought to you by M-Dry, powerful ingredients, the supplement I take every day, backed by science. Help me get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with M-Drive. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll talk some basketball. Channing Frye, Turner Sports NBA analyst. Mike Florio will look at some of the first weekend's matchups in the NFL. Any updates on Aaron Rodgers and or Deshaun Watson? So we'll talk to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. The Preakness is keeping Medina's spirit in the field. I'm not surprised at all, because if this horse passes its drug test or blood test prior to the Preakness, should be able to race in the Preakness. Also, it's a TV show. Are you more likely to tune into the Preakness now than you were before? And the answer is yes. Bob Baffert, Bob had to walk some things back there. I think if he didn't go scorched earth, I think if he just said, look, we're taking inventory. When I asked him, I said, have you taken inventory and ask everybody? anybody have, you know, come in contact with this cream that you put on your horse? Starting with the veterinarian. He goes, we're in the process of doing that. Okay. Then he started pointing fingers, sabotage, cancel culture, all this nonsense. If he would have said, hey, we accidentally gave this horse this cream, an anti-inflammatory, and it stayed with the horse. We did not know that. But it's not an anti-inflammatory even. Antifungal is what it is. The horse has a rash. So if he would have gone in that direction, then I think people would say, oh, it's an honest mistake. Like, I don't know how much cream you put on a horse with fungal issues. Like, you just slather it on. But why not start with the veterinarian? It just seems like that's where I would start and then work my way down the food chain. But he went scorched earth and said, you know, in today's America and cancel culture and, you know, sabotage. And I went, no, it could be just an honest mistake. Or maybe it's not a mistake. That's another thing. He can say whatever he wants to say, but he did a disservice to a lot of people and the horse racing industry with what he said, because now you don't listen to him. This has happened before. But they're going to let the horse race in the Preakness, and I have no problem with it. If the horse is clean, then great. Let the horse run. The only horse to start from the number 3 post, which is where Medina Spirit will run from in the Preakness, in the last 27 years to win was California Chrome in 2013. But Medina Spirit is the favorite to win the 146th Preakness Stakes. By the way, Baffert has another horse, Concert Tour, and they're going to be subject to additional testing and monitoring leading up to the race on Saturday. Yes, Paul.
This seems like if we were in charge of a horse, like if we bought a horse and we got together and said, we're going to train it. Where's Seton? He's putting cream all over the horse's neck.
Yeah.
What kind of cream is it? I don't know. Got it at CVS.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it over the counter. It seemed all right.
Slathering it on like he's going to the beach.
Yeah. Somebody sent it in. That's all.
Yeah.
Who's got the hooves? Who's got the shoes?
Wait. Shoes? Baby needs new shoes? Did anybody fasten the saddle?
Sounds like us.
Do we have a number?
I like that. It'd be like, okay, so I'm about to go on this huge national tour denying any wrongdoing, okay? Have we crossed all of our T's here, fellas? Yeah, okay. Anybody check with the vet?
No, that's not a good story. You know what's a good story? Sabotage.
A saboteur.
I mean, this is Bob Baffert. This is a Hall of Fame trainer. He makes it seem like anybody can just walk by as if you're going to the zoo. Hey, we get to pet the animals. This is great. It's not a petting zoo. You got a horse that's worth now millions of dollars. Yeah, Paul.
The Maryland Jockey Club, which kind of runs with a Maryland Racing Commission, said as condition of acceptance, Bob Baffert has provided consent to give rigorous testing for his horse before and after the race. Mm-hmm. Mr. Baffert is giving these consents to the further interest of the race. The integrity of the sport is the utmost importance of Mr. Baffert.
Okay.
In the press release.
All right. Basketball last night. The Lakers win. LeBron sits. Anthony Davis still a little banged up. James Harden coming back. Kyrie got banged up a little bit. If I gave you the following poll question, who would you bet will go to the NBA Finals or win a title? How about this? If I gave you the Nets and Lakers or you get everybody else, who would you take? To win the title, I'll give you Nets, Lakers, I'll give you the field. Is that okay, McClubbin?
I like it. Who do you think wins that poll?
People are probably going to still take the Lakers and the Nets. I always get this feeling of how hurt are you? And do you need to come back? Like the convenience to be able to say, you know what, I'm not going to be able to play right now. Could LeBron play if this was the playoffs? Could James Harden play? Like those are that's always my question when I see these injuries. Now, late in the year, you have the Lakers who are adding even more stress because they're trying to avoid the play-in game. Lakers have to win at least 2 more games than the Blazers do the rest of the way. If Portland goes 0-3 or 1-2. That opens the door for L.A. On the other hand, if the Blazers win at least twice or the Lakers lose at least twice, the former will finish above the ladder in the final standings. Now, I looked at the Lakers' schedule. Not too difficult there. They got the Pelicans in there. They got the Rockets in there. Who else do they have, McLovin?
Okay, so they have Houston, Indiana, and New Orleans to end it. It's at Indiana, at New Orleans. And the Blazers have at Utah, at Phoenix, then home versus Denver.
Okay, do Utah and Phoenix have anything to gain?
I'll check.
Because they might be slotted and they're going to be resting. Utah doesn't have Donovan Mitchell. He's still out. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell is still a week out, they're saying.
Yeah.
But by the way, the odds after the Lakers and the Nets, the next ones are the Clippers, Jazz, Sixers. The problem is, like, is there anyone you feel confident plunking money down on out of the next tier of player grouped?
No. As much as I like the Sixers, I don't love the Sixers. It feels like the Nets have a little bit of room for if only two of the stars are playing. If all three are playing, then yes, they should go to the NBA Finals. The Lakers, it still feels like when they're healthy, if they're healthy, they're still the team to beat out West. And, I'm watching the game last night. Anthony Davis used to be thought of as maybe the best defender in basketball because he could guard different positions. Like Rudy Gobert, to me, is not the defensive player. I mean, he's in a previous era, then he would be a great defensive player, but not in today's NBA. In my opinion, I think that he's limited in who he guards, where he guards. Anthony Davis last night was wonderful when he needed to. And the Lakers did play defense, played great defense. And I know you can say it's against the Knicks. The Knicks are a good team. They're not great. They're good. They're competitive. They play hard. And last night, Anthony Davis, his defense is what stood out to me because he was checking Julius Randle. They had a hard time getting shots off at the end of the game. And the Lakers came up with a big win. So those are some of the headlines here. We got our poll question, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your phone calls. A little bit more on the NFL schedule as well. And Urban Meyer talks about Tim Tebow. 19 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Tax season, scary. IRS issuing warnings to watch out for ghost tax preparers. These are preparers who don't sign as paid tax preparers on your tax return. That's a red flag. You could become a victim of a scam or a refund fraud. There's so much information at risk on the internet. In an instant, a cyber criminal could harm what's yours, your finances, your credit, your reputation. That's why it's great that there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If your information has been compromised, they send you an alert. Then you have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. The promo code is Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. We'll get to phone calls. Got our poll question. If I gave you Nets, Lakers, or the rest of the field to win the NBA title, who do you got? This in from the top veterinarian at Pimlico, which is where the Preakness will be run, about testing Medina Spirit before the race and then dealing with the results. Dion Benson is the chief veterinary officer for Pimlico. And she said, if there is or was any of this drug or any other medications, whether therapeutic or illegal, in the horse, we will know about them before the race. This allows us, instead of addressing the issue after the fact, prevent the issue from becoming a problem. Okay. Did the Derby think about that? How about you get the test results prior to the race? Remember I asked this? Bob Baffert. How about you test the horse, find out if it can run in the race, not run in the race, and then we'll test you after. And then we all get embarrassed by all of this. Because then maybe you'd go, hey, that's just a cream that was put on the horse. It's not performance enhancing, whatever it is. All I know is they were still testing for levels of this, so it must help the horse in some way. Or you would say, oh, we don't worry about that drug. It's like if I put Bengay on the horse, they're probably not going to test positive or be DQ'd. But this drug that they use, this cream, has the drug that they said that they were flagged for. But if you know it before the race, then you don't have to let the horse, you know, be in the event. And the Preakness is taking, you know, preemptive steps here, being proactive. I hate when I apply logic, you know, that screws up a story. Yes, Pauline.
And again, in the quote from the chief vet, she says, whether therapeutic or illegal, those are two different things.
Yes.
Therapeutic would mean like a cream to get rid of a rash.
Yeah.
Illegal would be boosting a horse with something. Interesting, the demarcation there.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just think you test the horse and then say, everybody clean. Clean, 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 clean. Oh, what? What do you have? All right, let's look at that. We're not going to let the horse run in the event. It's not like the Kentucky Derby just happened where we went, when's the Derby? It's this weekend. Oh, okay. Oh, we can't test the horses. Yes, Eden.
Right, because even if Bob Baffert's horse has to scratch because of the beta methadone, even still, that feels like less of a big story, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like, oh, no, he had this cream. We put this cream on for fungus or something, but, you know, we did too much. Oh, okay, well, too bad. I'm sure you're really disappointed.
It saves the embarrassment here. Now, I do think horse racing is benefiting because people will watch the Preakness. And imagine if this horse wins and you're going to run him in the Belmont, and then he's going to be DQ'd from the Kentucky Derby. Kind of crazy. And you got a Hall of Fame trainer involved in this. Yes, Paul.
I'm worried about the horse, though. Medina Spirit, you know, now got away with one. It's going to be living it up all week, partying with friends, taking whatever. I can get away with anything. Just run fast.
But it's not like the horse just backed into somebody who had some of this cream in their hand. Like, you know, just backing up. Oh, no, I had this cream in my hand. I was going to use it on myself. And I'm just the excuses here. Yeah, Bob had one of those excuses where one of the, you know, the hands there, he peed in the barn. He peed on the hay and the horse ate the hay. And then he somehow got something from the, like, come on. What kind of operation are we running here? Yes, McLovin.
It's kind of like so gross. Why would you make that up? It's like he's going leading with the embarrassing thing, you know.
Oh, but he went scorched earth. If he would have said, look, you know, we're going to check everything and then we can have a conversation about this. Let me do my due diligence before I blame other people. Let me find out. Let me check and see if my house is in order. That's all. Yes, Todd.
You think Medina Spirit has a chip on his shoulder? I'll prove to you that I could race with my dermatitis. I don't care how many illegal creams or ointments you put on me. I'm still going to blow out the rest of the pack at the Preakness.
Do you really think the horse is aware, Todd?
I think maybe.
No.
A little bit. I'd like to believe that.
No, it's
in
not.
My old fantasy world.
It's not.
It somehow knows that there's something controversial happened.
Why would you have a fantasy world that the horse knows
I just
what
think,
it did
I
or
think
did
I
not?
I enjoy it because I don't really care about horse racing, but I would enjoy it a lot more thinking that somehow the horse is aware of the magnitude of what's going on and that the controversy is around
but that's not a fantasy world.
And why in this fantasy world does the horse say, no matter how many illegal creams you put on me, I'm still going to win? Like the creams are somehow slowing the horse down instead of helping it.
Yes, McLovin.
So is the horse like Jose Altuve without the pitch tipping? It's like he's going to prove that he didn't need that. Is that where we're going?
Well, are people going to show up dressed as this tube of cream at the Preakness?
Like the Duke student section and hecklers?
Yeah. Like I don't know. You know, you're gonna put blockers on the Medina Spirit, you know, so it doesn't see what's going on in the stands. Guys running around in tubes of this ointment here.
Chanting beta methadone, beta methadone.
This is the best.
Can't even spell it.
Just wait till he gets to Yankee Stadium.
Oh, man. When they have the Belmont and he gets to New York.
F Medina Spirit. F Medina Spirit. It'll catch on. Workshop it a little.
Any other poll options here, McClellan?
Well, okay. We do have some NFL schedule questions. Can we go super negative? Because there was a discussion on this side of the glass. Which team do you not want to watch week one?
Wow, we're already there.
Yeah, yeah. Because okay. Everybody's doing, yeah. Okay, yeah, we're going to watch the Cowboys Bucks.
Now, this following the draft where everybody had a great draft, apparently.
Yeah.
Every draft pick was an incredibly great draft pick. Cowboys Buccaneers, we want to see that. Jags Texans. Now, we're talking the game or the team?
That tune in. Like, Jags-Texans, you could argue Trevor Lawrence should start. So okay. That's worth watching.
Yeah. Ravens or Steelers-Bills.
That's pretty good.
That's great. Jets-Panthers, good. Cardinals-Titans. We'll put that one to the side. Chargers against Washington. Maybe we put that one to the side. Vikings at the Bengals. There's a few games where you go, I don't know. Joe Burrow, is he healthy from his knee surgery? Niners at the Lions.
Oof.
Well, you don't know about Trey Lance and Jimmy G.
Jared Goff debut.
Yeah, okay. Eagles at the Falcons. Kyle Pitts. Devontae Smith. Okay.
Jalen Hurts.
Seahawks Colts. That's good. Browns Chiefs, really spicy. Dolphins Patriots, that's good. I'm okay with that. Broncos, if Tua is starting, Broncos at the Giants, only if Aaron Rodgers is playing. Packers at the Saints, only if Aaron Rodgers is playing. No, but Jordan Love is not going to be starting week one if Aaron Rodgers is traded. Yeah, Paulie.
I wouldn't watch Broncos Giants if my daughters were playing in this game. I mean, come on.
Bears, Rams. If Justin Fields is playing, Ravens, Raiders.
Yeah. Doesn't that feel like the second Monday Night Football game on, you know how they used to have two games?
Yeah, thankfully they just have one.
Yeah, Ravens, Raiders, not really doing it for me.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious about, not that John Gruden's on the clock, because he has a 10-year deal. I think they got to start to make some moves here that says, oh, wow, this was a great hire. Mike Mayock's done a great job. They're drafting the right people. Like, now I think we got to see if they make the turn here. Yeah, Paul.
4-12, 7-9, 8-8. That's John Gruden over there.
Yeah. And they do have some young stars there. Yeah, McLovin.
What about in the schedule, Deshaun Watson? Is there any way he's playing on one of these teams in week one?
No. I don't think so. I mean, if he is, he's playing for the Texans. And he doesn't want to play for the Texans.
But you listed those trade options on Monday.
Yeah.
That was interesting. I mean, as an Eagles fan, I was like, whoa.
I think this is more likely, you know, once this is all settled. I don't know where they are in the legal process with all of these civil lawsuits. And are there any criminal charges pending? Because the police are investigating Deshaun Watson. But the story is quiet, really seems very quiet right now. And I don't know if, because that keeps the lawyers, you know, out of the press, you know, in front of cameras here. And maybe they're working at some kind of settlement here, solution here. I don't know. But when it's quiet, it always feels like that maybe there's some progress being made here. One way or another with Deshaun Watson's future, Aaron Rodgers' future as well. You've heard nothing out of Seattle with Russell Wilson. Do you have the London games, Paulie?
This is in from my guy over at Sky Sports. His name's Simon, actually.
Okay.
I'm just making that up. His name's not Simon. Confirmation of the 2021 NFL London games. Jets at Falcons, Sunday, October 10th. Jets at Falcons.
You can say it again and it still doesn't matter.
I'm trying to pretty thing.
Okay, yeah.
They're going crazy at our Manchester affiliate. Dolphins at Jaguars, Sunday, October 17th. Trevor Lawrence. All right.
Okay.
Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, okay. Not Wembley.
All right. That's it?
Back to you, Dan.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Maybe you do need Tebow on the Jags. Yes. We're tuning.
Yeah. Yeah. Big draw. Big draw over in England. They love them some Tim Tebow. Urban Meyer, speaking of which, was on Chris Collinsworth's podcast, and he was asked about whether or not Tim Tebow is going to make the roster.
Yeah, we have not signed Tim. There's a thought going around. You know, he was in the best shape of his life, asked to see if he could work out with a couple of our coaches. I wasn't even there. And they came back to me and said, wow, this guy's in incredible shape. And I said, then I went another time and watched him try him out. And they said, go work on these things. He comes back later. They try him out again. I'm not there. And they come in and they said, wow, you know, this guy's ball skills. He's a great athlete. He looks like he's 18 years old, not 20, whatever he is, 33. And I said, guys, you don't understand. Now, this guy is, you know, he's the most competitive maniac you're ever going to talk to. And let's give it a shot. And I have not decided if we're going to do that or not yet. I'm getting close. I got to make a decision here pretty soon.
I wonder what Tebow knows, because there's a 90-man roster and you can bring Tim in, but can Tim play? How many guys can step away from the sport for 9 years and then come back and then play at a different position? And then is Urban kind of boxing himself into a corner where you're talking glowingly about Tim Tebow? He's your neighbor. He was great for you at Florida, and the locker room presence. Like, I don't know what that locker room presence means. Like, is he a rah-rah guy and he's positive and patting people on the back and, okay, like a third string tight end? And is he going to bring about more attention? Like, does he become a distraction with the attention? Because if you're signing up for Hard Knocks, you're basically saying, come on in and watch Tim Tebow and see if he can make the roster. We'll get a couple of glimpses. It's like when I watched Hard Knocks with the Chargers. And you're watching the Chargers, and all of a sudden you watch Justin Herbert. And he really wasn't the focal point, I didn't think. And then there was an episode where the veterans were watching Justin Herbert throw the football. And I went, oh my God. It just sounds different when he's throwing the football. And I went, oh, gosh. Like these guys are stopping and watching. I don't know if you're going to get the veterans who are stopping and watching Tim Tebow catch passes, run with his shirt off. Remember the New York tabloids when Tebow was trying out? And there was a day where it was raining. And somehow, I think Tim might have been staying after to run sprints.
Of course, yeah. First one in, last one out.
In the rain, you know, it just, he's shredded and, you know, he's got a shirt on, but it's wet. You know, it's a wet t-shirt contest and Tim's the only contestant. Slow motion, at least it looked like it was slow motion. And maybe he can play. Like I said yesterday, if it's a 90-man roster, you want to bring him in, maybe you bring him in and then you put him on your staff if he wants to help coach. Like, that would be the direction that I would probably lean towards. But, you know, he's going to take a roster spot. Well, okay, he's going to be like the third tight end. If you're just the third tight end, he's not really taking your roster spot. If you're the, you know, first string tight end and Tim Tebow all of a sudden is taking your spot, okay, did he beat you out or did Urban say, hey, I want to do Tim a favor here? Urban's got to win some games, by the way, and Urban is very competitive. I don't think Urban's going to go, I got a pretty good team, just tight end's not very good. But hey, let's leave him out there. Yeah, Paul.
By the way, I checked. There's about 40 news outlets that reported yesterday that Tim Tebow had signed a one-year deal with the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like Urban Meyer confirmed that story.
Yeah.
At least, honestly, I could find 40 different places that said it's a done deal.
Does Tim have a locker? That's what I want to know. Can I buy my Tim Tebow jersey on the website, Pauling?
Still none.
Okay.
Terrible job on it.
Then he's not signed. Yeah, Seton.
It's interesting, though, because dude gets attention. Last night, run into people and they're like, hey, what do you think of Tim Tebow? I don't know.
but this is the casual sports fan who just hears Tim Tebow and they're like, Oh my God, Tim Tebow going to play football? Is he starting quarterback? And like, no, he's like trying to make it as a tight end. Oh, We'll take a break. Got our play of the day coming up, and phone calls are always welcome. We'll take a break back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Now to AB. AB inside the line. Corner for the lead. No. Rebound. Oh! Wesley Matthews.
Wesley Matthews. Wesley Matthews.
Courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet. Wesley Matthews of the Lakers, the putback layup, set the game into overtime against the Knicks. Lakers have now won back-to-back games for the first time in a month and a half. L.A. 5-1 in overtime games this season. That's our play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive. Powerful ingredients backed by science. Help me get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Get free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Got a great stat for you. Steph Curry's played 761 career games. At the same point in his career, after 761 games, here are the numbers with Steph Curry and Kobe Bryant. Steph has 18,388 points. Kobe, through the same number of career games, 18,430 career points. So about the difference of 50 points. Through 761 career games.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, bap, bap. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Bap. Just feel like completely different players. Everything about them. High school, college. Kobe didn't go to college. Dads both played in the pros. One goes to the Lakers, one goes to Golden State. Golden State not good when Steph got there. Kobe goes there with a slow start, 18-year-old. Then all of a sudden finds his confidence, Shaq, and then the rest is history. But Steph had ankle issues. Like, there was a real concern about Steph with his ankle, and was he going to be able to hold up in the NBA? This is what happens when you have somebody who's slight, like Kevin Durant. Oh, he's not going to be able to survive in the NBA. Well, maybe the old NBA, he wouldn't have been as dominating. But in the new NBA where you can't touch anybody, he's fine. Steph Curry didn't know if the ankle was going to hold up. Didn't know physically if he was going to be able to be a starter. Steve Nash didn't know if he was going to be able to hold up to the rigors of the NBA. Didn't know. Slight. And then it was, well, who are they going to guard? That was always my favorite with Steph Curry. And I thought, well, who's guarding them? If he gets 31 and you get 20, that would be advantage Steph, right? And then Steve Nash running the offense. Okay, could he guard anybody? No. Who was guarding him? And how did they do? Oh, Larry Bird couldn't play defense. True. He played the passing lanes. Who was guarding Larry? Advantage Larry. That's why we get into these silly arguments sometimes. Yeah, McLovin.
Remember how small Trae Young was when we saw him in person? Talking about a guy who couldn't have maybe played 30 years ago, but he seems fine.
Yep. Yep. But they find a way. They found a way their entire careers. They've always been smaller. But Steph Curry's handle is underrated. You know, Kyrie's got as good a handle as I've ever seen. I always thought Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf had a wonderful handle as well. Nate Archibald had it. I mean, they're guys who've had great handles. But what Steph does to get his shot off, not in the lane, I'm talking about getting your shot off on the perimeter. there's nobody like him. But that ability to get just a little bit of separation. And I slow down the video a lot of times because I'm always curious, like, how do they get that shot off? And how close is the defender to blocking that shot? And there's so many times I watch Steph and I go, I don't know how he did. Let me slow this down. And then you realize he's got a little bit more breathing room than you think, but he's created this. And he goes out, and this to younger basketball players, practice shots that you think you'll take in the game. Anybody can stand out 15 to 18 feet. Hell, I do it every day. And you make 70%, 80% of your shots. Now, what's going to happen when you're off balance? You're going right, you're going left, a floater, you're stepping back. Those are the shots to practice. But that's what Steph does. He practices in preparation for a tough shot. So it's not like he's surprised where they go, wait, how'd you hit that off-balance runner? Going left, shooting back right. He practices that. But it is amazing still to watch. Phoenix last night, Phoenix had three guys. They basically said, anybody else on the Warriors can beat us. And this would be my approach to them. You know how I am with best player on the floor does not get the ball. And if he does, we make sure that he doesn't get a shot. This is probably the defensive approach. Draymond Green doesn't scare me. Wiggins doesn't scare me. I mean, Klay Thompson, if healthy, really scares me. Wiseman's not there. Poole, like, I'm not worried about any of that. If you're going to lose, if you're going to face Golden State, make somebody else beat you. If it means Draymond Green put up 30, okay. I can't let Steph Curry beat me. And Phoenix made sure. Now, Golden State won, but Phoenix was like triple teaming him. They have a defense called a triangle and two. And that would be three up front and then two towards the basket. And all you do is have those three and they're just chasing. Like a triangle and two, like a box and one is annoying enough. Triangle and two, that's where you're saying, we're not comfortable with a box and one where one guy stays on you and then you have four guys play a zone. Triangle and two is basically saying, we want to doubly assure that we are not going to let Steph beat us. Yeah, Paul.
But it's the 70th game of the season. Why weren't teams doing that with Steph Curry the first 69 games?
I have no idea.
Like, it just hit them. Like, you know what? If we take Steph Curry, we got a chance to get some Warriors.
Why weren't they doing that in the previous 761 career games there?
Hey, Coach, I got an idea. This is radical. Just sit with me for a second.
What do you think if we guard him with a couple of guys? Can we do that? Hey, you know what? How about if we take the ball out of Steph's hands? Let's try it tonight. Yeah, let's do it. After 760 career games, somebody finally said, hey, this is how we're going to try to stop Steph. Yes, Eden.
Kind of reminds me of, I don't know, maybe testing before the Kentucky Derby.
Wow, we're back there.
Sort of obvious things to do.
Pat Forty, who has had some strong opinions on what's going on with Medina Spirit and Bob Baffert, covers horse racing for Sports Illustrated. He's going to join us here coming up in a moment. Because that, I keep going back to, isn't this logical? We test you before you go into a race so we don't have to go, oh, we tested positive. Now we have to take the trophy away from you. Now we have to disqualify you. You take anesthesia before the surgery, not after. It doesn't work after. Oh, my gosh. Second hour coming up. One more item, first hour. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. In fact, it's a job looking for a job. When you think about it, there's a lot of other things you'd rather be doing than looking for a job. It helps when somebody's going to help you look for that job. Say hello to ZipRecruiter. Sign up on ZipRecruiter.com. You create a free profile. Then you get matched to great jobs. But there's a whole lot more to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter proactively pitches your profile to employers whose jobs match your experience. Unlike other job sites, if an actual person from the company really likes what they see, they can personally invite you to apply for their job. Candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. Plus, if you like the job, you can apply to it and many others with just one click. It's that easy. So what are you waiting for? You want the easier job search? Sign up for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com, absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you.